complex signals. After the single knock, she grabbed her son's hand, held it high, as if, unwillingly, he had been dragged there, down the street she always forbade him, the street she had grown up in, to a long-ignored door that opened to a single act. A Sunday dress on a weekday morning, arms miming an unseen burden, heavy with a slow dignity of grief, she invited them to view her dead son. Keenly, the boy moved forward to check for tire marks on his friend and explore his new condition, surprised to be jerked sharply back to the uneven blue-black pavement. He memorized its diamond pattern as the women faced in silence.